Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
Hey, you freaks, this is Roth. Get your game faces on for the Dollcast at SlyDogStudios.org. I've got a bit of a runny nose. I don't know why, but I do, so I'll struggle through this, and I apologize for any nose sniffs that come along, like, or whatever. I also want to apologize for yesterday. I made the post for the Dollcast, yesterday's showing of it, and I forgot to upload the damn thing. So it was a dead link. But it's up there now. I'll put a link at the bottom of this post to yesterday's in case you missed it. You know, I saw a sign today at work in an office. It said something along the lines of common sense, or if common sense were common, everyone would have it. And I thought, no. It's like saying, if the common cold was common, everyone would have it. So, I think, you know, that's kind of like one of those more of a broken clock is right twice a day kind of things, because everybody gets a common cold once in a while. I don't know if everybody gets common sense every once in a while, though. Anyway, the other day, I saw something at Walmart. No. Kmart. And it was a copy of a movie I've been wanting to see again for a long time. I haven't seen it on Netflix, which I check regularly. But I haven't checked for this particular movie, American Ninja. And it was there. And for $5. And it wasn't just that, they doubled it up with a couple of Sho Kasugi movies. If you don't know who he is, look him up. It's spelled something like Shokosugi. And he did, like, you know, Kung Fu Ninja-esque flicks and stuff back in the day. But it came with two of those. So three really cool movies for $5. So I'm pretty excited about that. I haven't watched it yet, and I still got movies that I rented the other day because I've never seen Cliffhanger, and I'm dying to see that because Sylvester Stallone, hey, come on, you know, Adrian, you know, or whatever, wrong movie, right? But yeah, so that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. Let me go ahead and talk about what I did for Dev today. And it really won't take too long to talk about what I did. I believe I told you that I left off. I had the second map finished. Yeah, I think that's why I said had the second map finished. And there's actually a total of 12 rounds. So 12 different maps for each round. Or one map per round. Today alone, just doing nothing but data entering, and that's it, just typing data, and each one is something over 500 bytes, and I'm entering it by hand, and so I had maps 1 and 2 done. Now I have maps 1 through 9 done. I just did 9 right after I got off work, right before I recorded this, or started recording this. So 3 more maps to do. I might even do another one tonight before I hit the sack. I don't know. But yeah, so there's only 3 to go, and that took all day doing that, since it's, you know, so voluminous. But yeah, I've been thinking about what I'm going to do after I finish this, though. And I want to get to that GoGo 13, but at the pace I'm going right now, like flying through this and being on a roll, I was thinking I could revisit Illusion of the Dead. And I think I could probably really move fast on that too, because the way I had it set up really wasn't going to take too much to do. I know how to do things a little bit better now, although I'm trying to come up with a better animation code so it's, you know, more portable, but I might mess with that some. But I think I'll hit the zombie game after this before I move on. But yeah, so this game, this Secret to Everybody game, is coming along very quickly. I'm very excited about it. I'm not sure how many people will be excited when they see what it is, but I think there will be a select group of people that will really appreciate it. And by select group, maybe 5 people. I don't know. But I thought it was a cool idea just to get back in the groove, and I think there will be some people that like it. But, okay, yeah, let me talk about Illusion of the Dead real quick. There's some people that don't know exactly what it's going to entail. The main story is, okay, the story's told through the cinema display at the beginning, which I need to recode the whole thing, but the cinema display is going to be the same of what it is. And what it, your character, of which I don't have a name for, just black dude, some random black dude, he's visiting his grandmother's grave. So, you know, he's at a graveyard, a cemetery. And when he's there, all of a sudden zombies are just right there. Like, whoa! So he flips out, you know. And he calls his friend and says, hey, the undead have crawling out of graves and they're coming after me. And, you know, and the friend doesn't question it or anything. You know, all these cinema screens have no words in them, except for the very beginning where it says he's visiting his grandmother's grave. You know, so it sets up the place where they're at. And so then you know it's a cemetery. And so he calls his friend and, you know, there's no words, because it's going to be more like a Sunsoft kind of cinema display, you know, where they... Hi, kitty. They use hardly no words. If they do, it's not really pertinent to the story itself. So, you know, you see your guy using a telephone, and then you see him look at his watch, and what you're supposed to gather from that is that your friend said, you know, I'll be there in such and such minutes. And then it shows your character, and then he's looking at the screen, and he gets an angry look on his face, you know, kind of like the, oh, it's on kind of look. So, that's basically what the story is. Now, the gameplay itself, I'm still trying to figure out exactly how the time thing is going to work. Because what I want to happen is have the time count down, and while it's counting down, you're searching around. You have to get some certain items. You know, you can pick up a gun. You have to find a key, which will get you to, like, to a boss area. which there's only going to be one boss on that game. You know, it was never intended to be a huge game. More of just a survival, like, go at it, stay alive. Don't mess around, you know. Stay alive. But, you know, real-time item selection, there's going to be like 5 items at the top. One of them isn't even an item. It's the letter S, which means search. And I'm still trying to decide if I want to have, you know, something that, like, areas that look obvious to search at or something. I'm not quite sure. I still have to work all that out. I never really did, but I know how I want to store data, and it's really cheap way. But a really easy way, too. So, yeah, there's that. I'm still playing with the ideas in my head. I don't want to try and make it more than what I originally intended to. I have other ideas for that game, but I think I think it would be better served to use them in a sequel, because the original demo is the gist of what it was going to be like, and I kind of want to keep it like that so it's not anything extra crazy, and save the extra crazy ideas that I have for later on. I won't even go onto that, because you never know what's going to happen. But that's the general gist of Illusion of the Dead. But we got to finish this game first, which is coming along great. So with that said, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, NintendoAge.com. Do you like to collect games? Are you a gamer? Do you like to hang out with the fellas? Oh, if you like to trade games, you can go to NintendoAge.com. Get a membership. It is free to join. You sign up, you go on there, and you can find a collection tool that covers both Nintendo and Sega consoles. All of them. They are so diverse over there. It's crazy. And it's probably because the admins are so awesome. Just awesome. Give much love to Dane. So if you go sign up at NintendoAge.com, tell them that Roth sent you. All right. Okay. You know what? I'm going to follow up on the Karnoff story with Memory Lane. All right. Hit it. Let's go.
Random Access Memory Lane.
All right. Now, I told you guys about Karnov and that I was getting killed by Ryan and Kyle with the second controller. They did that trick to me where Karnov dies, right? Well, years and years and years were going by, and I always remembered that. You know, I loved the game, but I always wanted to get somebody with that. Just somebody. And I ended up getting two different people. Now, the first person, I actually got the second time, but I have other stories for the other person I want to talk about. But this first person, his name was Jason. And the way I did it to him, actually, Kyle was there for this. And the way I did it to Jason was I said, "Hey, we can play two-player Karnov." And he was like, "Okay." And I booted it up, and I had the second controller, and he had the first controller. And I said, "You be first player, I'm better with the second player." And I was like, "The second player, you actually don't..." How did I explain it? I said, "You actually don't see the second player. It's a bird that flies off screen, and I can zap enemies from up there." And he was like, "Oh, okay." And, you know, I'm sitting way behind him on the chair, and he's sitting on the floor more towards in front of the TV. And so he starts going, and he gets hit by something, and so he turns to that blue-gray Karnov, you know, missing some energy. Pardon me. And I wait. I think he was getting shot at by something, or maybe a boulder. Something was coming his way, and it wasn't very close to him. It was like maybe an inch away from him, and I hit the buttons to kill him. And he's like, "Oh!" I was like, "Oh, man. Oh, well, we'll start over here." And he starts going, and he's walking, and he's gray. And then when, I think something threw a boulder, but it was, like, so far away, like, all the way across the screen. I hit it and killed him. He's like, "What the hell? There was nothing there." And I was like, "Oh, what the hell's going on? Man, you gotta be careful, you know, those enemies, they'll get you." And Kyle's over there, you know, laughing, knowing what's going on. And finally, the last one, like, the lightning came down and Karnov appeared, and I killed him right away. He's like, "What the hell just happened?" I was like, "Dude, you didn't move fast enough. The lightning got you. You gotta move right away, or else the lightning will kill you when it delivers you to the ground." I don't remember if we went further from that and did some more, but eventually told him what was going on, and he's like, "Ah, you bastards, you know." But the best I have to tell you about Ian. First of all, I was in a band with Ian. I was in a band called Slow Intentional Damage. Now, this band was looking for a vocalist, and we tried out this guy who made like cat noises or something like all the time, and you know, we were like, we'll try him out. He came down, and he had his friend with him, and the dude would not sing. He wouldn't do any vocals the whole time, like he was just scared or nervous or something. And behind his back, his friend that he brought gave the number to one of our buddies that was always hung out with us at band practice, and this ended up being Ian. And so he gave his number, he came and tried out, and ended up working out. So, you know, he's ended up being a good guy. Little off base, but you know, aren't we all, right? So to give a little more information on this, I don't remember if this is in the same day or not, but here's a couple of different incidents just so you know, involving video games, just so you know what caliber of player he is or gamer. You know, he wasn't a real big gamer, but he liked the NES a lot. He was talking to Sean, I think it was, and he said, yeah, and they were talking about Dragon's Lair. Yeah, I suck at this game. You know, I got on this one part and I died, and they actually had the box right there, and he turned it over, and he said, yeah, there's the part right there that I can't get past, and he pointed at the first screen. You know, and it was just funny because I'm not sure if he remembered it being the first screen, because he didn't say I couldn't get past the first screen. He said, yeah, there's the part I can't get past. And, you know, he was totally serious about it. Yeah. But, so, that was funny. And then one day, I was telling him, so I was actually playing some video games, and he was on the computer. And I was talking about Frogger, and I was like, man, you know about Frogger, right? Why it was so damn popular back in the day? And he was like, no, why? I was like, you know, they actually used motion capture on the frog, and the frog looked so realistic, and that's why everybody loved it. And he's like, really? I was like, yeah. So he's a little flaky, but you know, he's my buddy. Okay, so the Karnov story. The same kind of thing, except I didn't say, hey, this is two-player, we can play two-player. What I did is I used my Solid Snake Metal Gear skills that I learned from Hideo Kojima, and I just took that second controller and kind of stuffed it down by my toes or something, you know, kind of hid it from him. And I was like, hey, you gotta play Karnov, man. This game is great. And, you know, I said, you gotta play it. It's fun. It's a blast. And he's like, okay, I'll try it out. So he's sitting up there, and he's pretty much the same kind of layout. I'm sitting back on the chair, and he's sitting up there somewhere on the floor, kind of like Jason was. And so I start just by telling him, you know, you're going to get these pills. You know, I'm explaining the game to him, how to use the ladder, select items, all this stuff. And I eventually let him die on his own, I think, a couple of times. And then I did the exact same thing that I did with Jason. Here comes a bullet, and it's kind of close to him, and he's shooting, and I kill him. And he's like, oh, I didn't think that was that close to me. And I was like, yeah, sometimes, you know, it'll move faster or something. It's, I don't know, man. He's like, okay. And so he goes again. And this time, instead of waiting until something's on the screen and shooting at him, you know, there's nothing on the screen. I just killed him. He was like, what the hell just happened? And I was like, dude, I don't know. Why'd you die? Step on an enemy? Was there an enemy? I wasn't looking. He's like, no, I was just walking and I died. And I was like, oh, I don't know, man. Why don't you try it again then? And so he's walking and he just nothing again. Bam! Died. He's like, what the hell? And I couldn't help but I was cracking up. And I finally told him the story how I had to get somebody back after all these years. And because he was the first one I got. And oh, it felt so good. And it was hilarious. And then I saw why Ryan and Kyle found it so funny when they got me back in the day. And oh my god, it had to be even funnier for them being young kids. But it was more gratifying for me, I guarantee. After, jeez, what, 20 years of just, oh yeah, I gotta get someone, you know. Yeah. No, it couldn't have been 20 years. It had to be 15. Let's see, what was it, 80, 87, 88? So, 97, 07. Yeah, 15 years. Let's just give around about 15. Somewhere like that. Ugh. But yeah, it was very, very good time. Alright, well, wrap it up. Alright, freaks. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and get out of here. If you could, please, whitelist slydogstudios.org in your browser if you have an ad blocker so we can get some ad impressions. It would be much appreciated so we can try and pay some bills. And that's it. I think I'm going to go enter some data. All right. If you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.